Describe a beautiful city.
What are the differences between modern towns and modern cities? I guess they are similar because they are both modern and have some development, but they're different in terms of physical size, population, and the things you can do. Let's take Shanghai as an example. It's a huge modern city with around 29 million people. There's a lot to do there, and you can see tons of really tall skyscrapers. Modern towns also have some of these features, but they're smaller. You won't see as many big buildings or very tall ones in towns. Why do some people like to visit historical sites? Historical sites are really popular for tourists and locals. I suppose that people like to visit them because they are fascinated by them. Historical sites in China are especially interesting because they're very ancient. When people visit them, they wonder how it is possible that they still exist. Also, I think these sites show people what life was like in different time periods. That's very appealing to people as well. How can people preserve historical buildings? Well, I think the government is mostly responsible for preserving historical buildings. But the one thing that people can do is not interfere with the site. When they visit historical sites, some people break off a piece of the building or landmark and take it home with them. This is very harmful. So one effective way to preserve them is to avoid doing such things. We need to keep these structures as they are. How can governments preserve historical buildings? Governments can put up signs asking people not to damage the buildings. They can also provide trash bins with clear instructions on the signs. Unfortunately, some people need this reminder. The government can also restore the buildings to make sure they are strong and will continue to last. They will need to plan this carefully. The restoration should happen when people are not there. Or they can close the site at certain times so it can be restored. How many towns and cities change in the future? No one really knows. It all depends on how much technology develops. Some movies have predicted changes like AI and robots. For example, in the movie Back to the Future, they went to the year 2015 and saw flying cars, hoverboards, holograms, and amazing inventions. Even though 2015 has come and gone, we might still see some of those cool things in the future. I really hope so. What are the reasons why so many modern towns and cities have tall buildings? The main reason is to provide houses for everyone. Modern towns and cities are typically small in terms of land size. They need to provide space for all the people there. Single houses take up too much space, so they build tall apartment buildings to fit everyone. It's really quite smart because it still allows people to have nice apartments with multiple bedrooms. It also keeps everyone close to the downtown area. That's very convenient.
Yes, go, go, go. 淘宝店铺原创。